Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 16th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reddit filed a confidential S-1 with the Securities and Exchange Commission, starting the process of going public. The number of shares offered and price range for an IPO haven't been determined yet. TikTok began testing TikTok Live Studio, a Windows app that streams directly to TikTok Live. This includes chat integration, and users can stream content from a PC, phone, or console. TikTok will see how creators use the software, although it's not guaranteed to be released as a product. Google's in-house project incubator Area 120 launched Kaya in beta in the US, a service to let creators easily set up web storefronts with no code. Google Pay integrates with the service, and it supports subscriptions, tipping, and one-time payments. Kaya is free to use, with Google taking an unspecified cut per transaction. Disney Plus added support for Apple's SharePlay feature that lets people co-view videos over FaceTime. SharePlay already works with Apple's services, as well as NBA, TikTok, Twitch, Paramount Plus, and Showtime. A SharePlay session can share a Disney Plus video with up to 32 people. All participants will need a Disney Plus subscription and the latest version of their Apple device's OS to watch together. A new software update from Meta's Ray-Ban Stories adds support for sending and receiving text and voice calls over Messenger. The update also adds support for controlling media playback by voice command. Square Enix will suspend sales and delivery of both digital and physical versions of Final Fantasy XIV, citing player interest far exceeding its server capacity, leading to long wait times. The company previously said it was unable to add additional server capacity to other games due to the ongoing chip shortage. The company will also prioritize game logins for players with an active subscription going forward. NVIDIA's GeForce Now cloud game streaming service removed the waitlist for its RTX 3080 tier. This tier launched in October, offering 1440p streaming on most devices and up to 4K streaming on NVIDIA Shield hardware. Huawei posted photos of the P50 Pocket, its first clamshell-designed foldable, similar to Samsung's Z Flip devices. Pictures show dual rings on the front when folded for the camera system and a small external display, and the post also mentions a side-mounted fingerprint reader. The P50 Pocket launches in China on December 23rd. No word on international availability. Samsung announced a new tablet, the Tab A8, coming to the U.S. in January. It has a 10.5-inch screen with 1920x1200 resolution, with 3 or 4 gigabytes of RAM, and from 32 to 128 gigabytes of expandable storage. It also has a 7040 mAh battery and supports 15-watt fast charging. No price has been announced, but it's expected to be around $230 of the previous model or less. Amazon will reduce the commission it takes on revenue from voice apps. Starting in Q2 2022, developers who earn less than $1 million through Alexa skills purchases and subscriptions will see a 20% commission on revenue, down from 30%. Reuters sources say the EU will approve Meta's acquisition of the CRM software company Customr, announced back in November 2020. Meta reportedly offered interoperability with some of Customr's product stack with rival solutions as a remedy to anti-competitive concerns. Microsoft will make Windows Terminal the default command line interface on Windows 11 in 2022, moving away from Windows Console Host. Once updated as the default, users will see it when launching Command Prompt or PowerShell. Instagram began testing a longer 60-second limit on Stories content, up from the existing 15-second cap. This appears to be a limited test, and it's not clear if or when it will come to all users. And finally, Apple released Swift Playgrounds 4.0, originally announced at WWDC 2021. This lets users build iOS and iPadOS apps directly on an iPad, supports uploading apps to the App Store directly from an iPad, and adds real-time previews of code changes. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.